Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. All right, everybody, let's get into this week's podcast episode. I was going to do this episode on addiction, and I'm not really feeling it. So I'm going to turn this episode into a Q&A to answer your guys' questions. There's just so much going on in the collective right now. It's such a crazy time, and the veils are extremely thin. I'll talk about what that means in a minute, which is very, very conducive to deep levels of healing and clearing. So whatever is not serving you literally is going to get pulled up and out, whether you like it or not. And if you're not letting go, honey, you will get dragged. And it is very, very evident. I wish so much that I could just take my psychic hand and pull these patterns out of your bodies. I wish I could do that for you and just powder them, and you wouldn't have to experience the process of letting it go and coming into yourself in a deeper way. I wish I could just make it all go away for you sometimes, but I can't do that. And I can do a lot. I clear absolutely with very high levels of efficiency. There's just certain things I can't do, and I will not go across karmic lines and rack up any kind of bullshit on my end to make your lives more easy or comfortable in that way. Meaning, I physically will not betray the agreements that I have with God to dishonor you in any way. And if I could reach in and just clear all your patterns right now, I would be dishonoring my agreements. But also, the collective just isn't there yet either. Consciousness is not there where we can just, you know, men in black, delete everything. And that's not what this reality is for. We need to learn. Some of you really have to learn how to let go and surrender, as cliche as it sounds. We have to let go and understand what it's like to be truly held by a frequency that is deeply loving and nurturing and very neutral and wants the best for us. When we move into that knowing and understanding, and we can arrest the patience and the frustration that we experience along the way, it will become wildly easier to move and transcend sticky patterns and death spaces and things like that. I'm going to be bouncing around between these questions that came in because there's a lot of new people to this work, and it can be kind of tricky to know where to start. And I'm obviously doing my best to create a product suite for you guys where you can jump into beginner stuff and then move into advanced stuff. And I think in the beginning, I was very focused on helping people who were ready to receive the work, where the brand was and where the work was, with the frequency, with where it was. But what's happening now is there's been an interesting retrograde slide, if you will, of collective tolerance around this work. As much as we are making leaps and bounds in our evolutionary advancement, there is a shift and a reckoning that's happening because we've been so gaslit collectively, and we're just kind of all in this functional free state where we're kind of hypnotized and a little bit dumb. There is almost like we have to kind of go back to the beginning and then rebuild our foundation, and then we can make these big jumps again. So with frequency work, I mean, I'm even noticing like people really cannot hear what I'm saying. Like, I'm having to dumb it down so much lately, and it can kind of feel really deeply uninspiring to do that because it slows down my own progress in a way of where I can take people. And that's been kind of frustrating to move through, but it's all good. This is what I signed up for. So I want to get into some of these questions. So I say all that because when you're moving and pioneering a field like this, it's going to ebb and flow. Like I said, new people coming in, not knowing where to start. And then there's been people who have been with me since the very beginning who are humming right now. Y'all are killing it. It's been so tremendous to watch and bear witness to you seeing yourselves and coming into your own power. It's been wonderful. you guys that are finding this work through other people and by proxy right now that are kind of burnt with the traditional rhetoric around the healing space right now. There's a gap that is being created, not just because the separation of multiple timelines is here and people are literally living in very different realities. You can see and feel that as you walk down the street, but because what has worked for the consciousness at the time, you can go all the way back to the secret. At the time the secret was written, it was perfect for that stage of consciousness. And then at the time, the advent of Gaia television and then all the characters within Gaia was great for the time. People could understand and get meditation and mindfulness, and that worked with that level of consciousness. People are much more familiar and open to a different kind of work now. However, it still has to be considered in very elementary kindergarten stage. So I actually have to remember that for myself sometimes, that, you know, nervous system regulation has become super popular. There's been, you know, pop psychology terms thrown around now. Instagram and social media has changed, obviously, everything with regards to healing. And there's a lot of false prophets out there. There's a lot of people who are trying to make money off of low vibrational people. And it's a crazy time. So I say all of that because the overarching theme is to go with where the love is, go with where you feel a deep resonating truth, and where you don't have to give your power away in order to feel like you are coming home to yourself. Those are all really important factors. So let's jump into some of the Q&A. So the first one is, what patterns are you actually clearing in sessions? So I want to clear up sessions for a second. And I also want to do like an introduction again to what this work actually is. I've dubbed it quantum psychosomatics. You can call it body psychotherapy. You can also just call it perception work. And because I've been able to clear enough of my own patterns, I have access to myself. Therefore, I have access to the all that is, and I can tap into anything living or dead. And just because I can doesn't mean I have to, right? It needs to have a purpose. It needs to be of value to other people. And I'm very mindful of that. You know, I'm very aware of that. And so what started to happen 2 decades ago is I would just know stuff and I didn't know why I knew it. It was quite frustrating for me because I got gaslit all the fucking time. And so I just had to hide and keep my own perceptions and knowings and opinions to myself. That's why I was constantly trying to learn and research every modality I could, in quotes, under the sun, and just different types of information to try to piece together what it is I was actually seeing, perceiving, and experiencing. The right teacher shows up always when you're ready to move into the next level. Like so many of you come to me, you're ready for this level of clearing. You may not understand it. You just know that there's a resonating truth with you. That's a really good breadcrumb to follow. So when I first started Super Freak, I was sort of the amalgamation of every teacher I've ever had my whole life. And I was using very specific sequences to tap into people and was able to reach a very specific level within that. And it was perfectly good. I used to have the pattern run through my body, and then I knew it was cleared when it released in my body because I was a direct mirror to you. So over time became not as efficient for me because as much as I was seeing people for hours and hours and hours getting the first 1,000 sessions under my belt to aggregate that data to extract the thesis for the book that flew out of me, it wasn't an efficient way to work anymore. So as it would turn out, I completely had to collapse that whole system and I literally got rebuilt. I got rebuilt. And when I say I had to collapse that whole system, I knew something was wrong. I knew something was off. I had that reflected back to me with close friends around me. And so in meditation, I just completely obliterated myself. I completely depixelated. I blew everything up, including Super Freak, including everything. Preserved the work, of course, then separated myself out of it. And it's almost like creating a record of the work that had been done and preserving it so it would not be infiltrated. It's like kind of putting a firewall around it and protecting the work that had been done and separating anything that wasn't in the highest level order out of that set of patterns. So it's like cleaning up a website that may have some cookies and stuff attached to it that you didn't actually permiss. So I had purified the work, separated myself out of it, and then completely blew up Super Freak in its incarnation. I've done this a couple of times now since I've started the company, blew myself up with it and the way that I had worked. So it was a very quick, that first session was about 30 minutes. After that, I saw nothing. absolutely felt nothing, saw nothing. It was completely black screen. And I knew that it would be fine because I trusted the process and I trusted myself deeply, but it was a little weird. I'm not going to lie, to be in the state, in the void. I was nothing. And I was in the void walking around the world. I went back to basics and just made sure that I grounded myself. I threw myself into the zero point, whatever the new zero point would be at that time, and just gave myself permission to create something new when the time was right. I kind of moved into a completely different resonance within myself, and this new blockchain of information became available to me. And so when I say, like, literally I'm a computer, I'm kind of a computer. So what happens in sessions now is I make your highest intelligence available. I give your higher intelligence access to my system. That's why we can clear at a very, very efficient and fast rate. And I can be talking to you in session, clearing in the background, because I'm not doing all of the work per se. It's your highest self using access to my library, my intelligence, my software system to be able to clear at the levels that we can based on the level of consciousness that I'm from. We're working in tandem to do this together. If your highest self doesn't quite know how to do that, then I will pause and kind of do that with you, or I will do it. It's like overseeing a surgery. And then I'll get in there and do some of the work and oversee the codes and the writing of it. That's why it's like very student teacher in all forms. Sometimes I work with you guys and I learn stuff that's brand new. And I do that all the time. Like just in sessions this week, there was a new genetic mutation that presented itself, which was so, so exciting for me because it was a brand new possibility that got to go into the field. For me, when I say deep alignment with purpose and resonating truth of who you are and what you're building online, just to bring in the big brand energy that's coming up this workshop, it has to be bigger than you, first of all, whatever it is that you want to create. And then your alignment with that creation is what drives the desire. And then you start working on the subconscious programs that are, let's say, not supportive to the action, which I'll talk about later. But to come back, the patterns I'm actually clearing are anything that are coming up for you in that moment. So the patterns that are coming up for you in that moment that are hindering you from your full potential. Some of you guys have so much shit going on. I mean, I say this with love. I mean, there's like so many boxes in the storage unit that I'm going to take the first 4 or 5 and work on those. And then we'll open those up. Let's say they're nodal points, right? They're little spirals of information. They're little balls of light that are vibrating, that are ready to be released. I mean, it's like you are bound. You are light bound by these patterns. Imagine a big old ball of light and then put string around it. And it gets so tight and so constricted, you physically can't breathe anymore. You can't move. You're just so deeply uncomfortable. So in a very, very short period of time, the reason why I have my sessions at 10, 15, 20 minutes is because that is a perfect amount of time for me to get what I need to get done, stabilize you, and then move on to the next person. I can help more people that way. And that's what I've been guided to do. And that's what it is. The time is irrelevant, you guys. Usually the extra time is simply for you to ask me questions and get some more clarity on stuff, which can be done in an email, or you can just book more time and I'll answer your questions there. But these are clearing sessions. They're focused on clearing. I don't need to hear a lot of backstory. I don't need to hear all that stuff. It slows down the work. You could talk. You're more than welcome to do that. I already see what's going on. We're already working. You could spend the whole time talking and the work has already been done. You just don't have context of it because there was just so much backstory going on. Time is irrelevant. It's about the efficiency of the time that's spent. So if I spent an hour with somebody and 45 minutes of it was just chat, I could have helped 2 or 3 more people in that time frame. A lot of times in sessions, I'm working on multiple people in one session. I will work on a single person and then I will work on their children, or I will work on their partner, or I will work on their family members, or there will be family members that are, let's say, in their field that have not crossed over yet, and I will cross over them at the same time. So there's multiple dimensional work going on. So if I'm seeing somebody new for the first time, then I will look at their overarching themes. Okay, I'm going to go into source code. Everyone has a frequency signature. You right click that signature. Let's see, right? I do. Once you tune into, let's say, my software program, I will right click you. I get access to your backend and I'm going to see where the immediate viruses are. Like if you're not rendering, if you're stuck in a loop, it's kind of like Netflix staying at 86 the whole time, trying to render a picture, and it's blurry the whole time. You're not seeing in sharp. I will look as to why that is. And some of these patterns are so huge, they're so big, and they're so sticky, and they've blocked you from yourself for so long that you will have enough momentum to awaken to a life you created when you were asleep, and then all the junk will come up, and it will feel heavy and gross for a little while. And that's just the nature of what this work is. If you are fearful, controlling, or controlled, okay, it's harder. I had them all. I had everything. And I still have to go through shit. I have to master it, get on the other side of it, then teach it. This is my life's contract. So I think why y'all are so connected to this work is because I specifically focus on patterns. And I'm going to continue to double down on patterns and probably talk about broad psychology for a while because everyone is so overwhelmed with higher consciousness and it's just being completely gaslit and blasted right now on social media that if I start talking about really simple shit, don't be bored. Where the work is right now, literally listening to this podcast will help you change. Reading my shit online and my book will help you change. Re-listening to these meditations will help you change. Everything that I'm putting out into the world has my frequency on it. It is literally getting to the point now where I will get into certain people's presence and it will just activate them and light them up. This is not me boasting. It's just what I am witnessing in real life. The feedback loop is kind of nuts right now. Something is absolutely shifting within me because of this more of the feminine energy that I'm running. Like I will just not push myself. You probably can see it and feel it in the nature of the frequencies. You can probably experience my voice differently. What I'm clearing in sessions is all rooted on those top five patterns that I extracted from the data. And all of this was just like God for real. It is totally gifted from the consciousness that I'm from. It's the result and the effects of me listening, surrendering, and then being a conduit for this information. And if five people get a benefit from it, that's good enough for me. If nobody listens to my stuff, it's good enough for me because I pulled the information through and I put it out into the world. And because I have a deeper alignment and a deeper purpose and a deeper connection to what I'm doing, and I have so much reverence from my home consciousness and God and source that I am good just to stand in the ebb and flow of the work and stay consistent to it. And I really am present to that recently, that everything is all good and everything is working for me as much as everything is working for you. If I'm clearing sacrifice patterns, lack, addiction abuse, victim and value patterns, and epigenetic patterns, I'm doing that all at the same time. Everything funnels back to those five. There are so many different attributions and indexes based on those patterns. And if you're running a combination of all of them, like I was, and have continued to chip away at different layers, some of them will become a core program. So when I say it's hard-coded, it means that it will be present at every single layer of who you are and who you are meant to be, kind of to infinity. But the difference is it starts to more and more transparent the more cohered you become. So imagine that you have an image and you change the opacity or the transparency on it. And it is like full on, full pixelated, high def color at 100. And then the more that you punch down the transparency, the weaker it becomes until you literally can't see it at all. That's how clearing a pattern looks like. And so you will feel really good for a while when it is, let's say, from 100 down to 80%. And you could live a fucking awesome life with that difference. But what ends up happening is you want to see how far you can go because those who are into frequency work specifically have a deep rooted innate push and curiosity about reaching their potential and having a deeper purpose and serving a deeper purpose for the world. I felt the same way and still do. But what I'm actually clearing as a very long-winded answer is energy that presents itself through a series of frequencies that are producing code. Lots of different shapes and ones and zeros and all different kinds of things. They represent to me what is going to be the easiest way for me to discern and then therefore translate back to you what it is. Some of this will be through philosophy. Some will be through a metaphor for those who are come to me who are doing a similar type of work, who are very advanced. They will just be able to see what I'm doing, like peek over my shoulder and see the actual work that's being done as they need the reflection. I will say too, it's very hard to see yourself. That's why I need to see reflection in other people through this work. I see everything as codes. I see the viruses that are running in your hardware, and then I start to take the viruses out, the indexing of all of these patterns, and I see them as inversions. That's why you're going to hear me say, this is dark money, this is dark self-esteem, this is, you know, dark whatever. And then there's all these different attributes that are running in tandem with it that are contributing to the inconsistencies and incongruencies that you're feeling in your life. Why are sessions so quick? I think I actually just answered that. Do the recordings work as well as the live calls? Yeah, so everything is frequency encoded, similarly to music. I don't know if you guys know this, but because music is such a highly revered medium in the collective, because everything is sound in the collective, and frequency, sound, and vibration in the collective, rather, and in the universe, any artist that is creating music, that frequency, their imprintation is moved throughout that frequency. So when an artist actually passes over, they will clean up themselves and then their music actually purifies. And the person who actually showed me that was Michael Jackson. There was a series of musicians that are all working together on the other side that are helping to clean up the music industry. When I tuned into this a while ago, this was actually quite interesting to learn. There will be musicians and or celebrities and or athletes that have crossed over under kind of nefarious and erroneous conditions, and they will stay in between the veil where they could kind of oversee very significant changes in the industry that did them wrong. So you don't have to sell your soul to be a very prolific and impactful musician like it has been for so many years. No shocker that all the Diddy stuff is coming up, everything that's talked about, dark Hollywood, dark politics, dark entertainment industry, dark, you know, what music, dark, whatever, it's all dark because it's all inversion, because we're in an inverted matrix. I've talked about this a lot. You have to know who you aren't in order to experience who you are, because the dark needs low vibrational energy to sustain itself. The light does not. It is self-perpetuating. And that's what we're trying to get into. And that to me is the awakened 1%, which I talk about in the third part of the book. Because my frequency is encoded into the meditations and they are live in the all that is. Okay. They are constantly optimizing and they are live products because I'm always optimizing and I'm always, let's say, live. Okay. I'm in real time. I'm in the collective. I'm working beyond the veil. And so everywhere, what I create is beyond the veil as well. So it's constantly optimizing and becoming better. It's learning on itself as well. That's why when you re-listen to the meditations or when you grab something off of the shop, they're equally as powerful as having a session with me, honestly. You can intend to clear a pattern using any of the frequency meditations that I have. So when I first found this work, I would buy like everything. I bought everything. I listened to frequencies every single day. I listened to frequencies I couldn't quite track with, or if there were higher consciousness topics, I would re-listen to that shit until I got it, and then I would move on to the next. I'm going through that now because as I move throughout my sovereign journey and kill my contracts with the contracts that are here in the physical dimension, as much as I cleared multidimensional contracts, the third dimensional contracts against the federal government and the states and learning all of that stuff and negotiable instruments, et cetera, which was like for a whole other podcast for real. As I continue to learn the density of this information, I have to re-listen to it over and over again until I actually have the concept down. And then I can interpret it, synthesize it, and then get the frequency of that information. They absolutely work. The only difference is with a live call, it's just a different visceral experience for usually the listener to actually feel the work working in a different way. It's just a different experience. I usually can answer questions in real time, and the people who are on the live call will have a different frequency, and I'll kind of move them over on the screen I'm looking at, because in a way, everyone is going to be operating in different groups and subgroups, and I have a little bit more of a visceral visual. It's almost like I can see the actual physical websites of the people who are on the live call, and then as opposed to looking through at all the other websites of the people who grab the recordings afterwards, it's more of a presence and I still extract the pattern. They fall into the aggregate as opposed to being like a case study. That's kind of the best way I can describe it. It's a little bit more, it's like a 3D structure with people who are on the live call. And then it's like light that falls into the buckets of what the patterns are. So for example, in a call, if we're working on lack, I will viscerally be able to see the handful of people who are on the call and, you know, hundreds of people from all over the world listen to these things at different time zones. But I'll be able to see the people who are on the call like very, very viscerally. And then there's another layer behind them that'll be light of people who are either joining or haven't joined already or who are going to join in the future. They're already on that call as well, and they're going into buckets. So if I'm working on lack, and we're working as a subcategory from lack around generational patterns of giving away your power, not feeling worthy of having your voice, being persecuted in a life for having risen against an authority, and that's running in your field, the people who have a matching pattern, who haven't listened to the call yet or will listen to the call, will fall into these attribution columns. It's almost like columns working on an Excel spreadsheet. They just kind of loop in to these buckets, best way I can describe it, and then I'm able to clear all of it at the same time because the group creates a tremendous amount of spiritual mass. So in order to clear a pattern or to magnetize anything to you, you have to have the resonance, and also you have to have velocity and speed. Okay, so you have to have inertia and velocity to be able to magnetize things to you, to pull that energy to you, and it has to be in resonance with what you want. This is just in regards to manifestation, for example. And then in order to clear a pattern, there needs to be inertia and velocity at the same time to be able to clear the pattern out. That's what's really powerful about group work, which is why I love it so much. I love this question. If I sign up for all your programs, is it too much? So I am an all-in kind of lady. And whenever I do all the things all the time in the past has either done one of two things, burnt me out or has been amazing. That was my lesson to learn, because whenever I did sign up for everything, it was usually, and it burnt me out, it was because I was anxious and felt fear, and I felt like I needed to do more, that I wasn't doing enough. And so there was all these sub patterns around lack that was producing the desire for me to blitz it and listen to, you know, all the frequency meditations while I was doing biofeedback, while I was sitting on a vibration pad, like while I was doing all this stuff. My answer to that is always check your body. I have since learned how to stay very present with myself and how to go with the ebbs and flows of my own clearing. So last year was, especially towards the latter part of last year, and even into, I would say, moving into the summer of this year, the early part of this year, was an extraordinarily enormous karmic dump of holy shit. So I basically blew myself up twice this year. No, actually, once last year, once this year. I've been very, very calculating towards how quickly these bigger manifestations are dropping into my field versus how long they took before. I've kind of been my own experiment with that. So whatever it is I asked for, or I drew to me and mocked up with my highest and the consciousness and where I'm from, which is really something that's already been available. I just became present to it, and now I'm allowing that to drop in. That version of me needed to clear all this shit in order for it to come in. So it's very, very close. I can feel it. I can feel what I've been asking for very, very, very close. So I'll tell you guys more about that. But I would say that eventually when you learn how to clear this stuff on your own, all of it has to do with understanding two things: permission, understanding the questions to ask, and knowing that everything operates off of an if, and then a then probability, possibility. If this pattern were to clear, then what would that look like for me? If I could clear this, then I would be able to experience that. Or if this pattern were not running in my field, what would that look, feel, and sound like? So when it comes to honing in on abilities, which I only encourage everybody to drop into that Awakening Series call and the addiction one as well, because one begets the other, and I'll correlate that in a second. You guys have really good abilities. You just don't have the permission and the empowerment to access them, because it gets tricky to navigate the wild west of the multidimensional arts because there are no rules. So you're creating as you're going, and that requires a tremendous amount of self-trust. So you have to be able to free fall at every single moment, rebuild yourself, act very, very quickly, not be afraid of anything, know that you can transcend anything, create in real time. I mean, it's constantly, it's almost the equivalent of what it would be like if you were a first responder in this reality with very, very, very high stakes, except you're really calm because you know that you have you and you can transcend anything, and you can just navigate the collective and anything that's going to come your way with no problem. When it comes to doing this work, feel into what you feel is true for you. If you're being guided to do these things and you have a full body yes on them, then you will 1000% be supported on the recovery side of things. addiction and abilities. If you have addiction patterns running, which by the way, can look like avoidance, it can look like a freeze response, it can look like physical addiction, it can look like alcoholism, it can look like growing up with an alcoholic family, it can look like how you respond to things, it can look like being the scapegoat or the golden child, it can look like so many different things, and you have abilities, you will sleep on your abilities and put them in the back burner, or you will feel like you have to constantly be learning or preparing or giving your power away to something else because you will feel like you have to have steps in order to come online and share your gifts. See this a lot with people who have service contracts or empath contracts or distorted service contracts or will be like the wounded healer, and you will shut your gifts off if you feel like it's too hard or too consistent to stay with. Those who have deep empath programs have a harder time sitting with their own patterns and sitting with themselves in the fire during detox. This is the mastery. You have to be able to sit in your own shit when it comes to clearing patterns. If you can sit well with other and you require others to be vulnerable with you and you want to have deep-rooted conversations and all this intimacy, but you can't sit in the fire of your own shit, then that is a major disconnect. You will be stifled and stunted in your own growth because it's one-sided. Remember, everything is a mirror and a feedback loop, meaning everything is going to give you feedback on, predicated on where you're at right now. Your belief systems, your vibration, what you feel, and it's not good or bad. It's just there to highlight a pattern that still needs to be deleted, reflect your badassery back to you, or just be neutral. Not everything is meant to be a trigger. It's just all about how your nervous system is responding to it, which kind of is a great lead way to this next question. Why is it so important to heal the nervous system? The nervous system is the biocircuitry of your entire body. It's the electrical current of your body. It is the cords and the part of the computer program that is taking information from the brain and then moving it throughout the body. So the brain is not a creative producer. It's a quantum processor. It's processing information all the time, and it's greatly, greatly misinformed. It is informed in the first 13 years of our life by your environment and what you are experiencing. And then it is established or gets reprogrammed throughout our adult life based on what we give our power to. What do I mean by that? If you look at 9/11, if you look at COVID, if you look at the responses from that, there will be almost an overlay of childhood conditioning. So if you are fearful, controlled, or controlling, and you witnessed this type of environment, a gaslight environment or an eggshell environment growing up from alcoholism or addiction, lack, avoidance, or just general narcissistic parenting or immature parenting or whatever, if you're just, your emotional needs were simply not met, they just weren't. And you learned how to become hypervigilant, that you are going to take care of yourself and that you fucking got it. And yet here you are during the COVID years, giving your power away to the fear propaganda machine, then that will override the nervous system and create even more fear. It will highlight the patterns that you need to delete. As we've had such highly triggering events in the last decade, because consciousness is rising and people are getting very heavy karmic lessons, let's say presented to them at the moment and choosing to stay or go, the nervous system is actually what is creating the hologram that we interact with. So if we are projecting our information out into the world through the frequencies that we're running, okay, it's like walking in a mall and then you see a storefront. Those storefront designs and displays are all being produced from the frequencies and the subconscious programs that you're running. So in order to change what you present to the world and the hologram, then you need to have clear subconscious programs, be more in coherent and in alignment with who you truly are at spirit level. And then the regulation that happens inside of the nervous system or within the nervous system from these deletions starts to create and produce a very different feedback loop. The nervous system creates the hologram. The nervous system creates and produces the frequencies that we interact with. That's why it is wildly, wildly important to work on nervous system regulation, which is what I'm doing in sessions all the time with you. I'm clearing at frequency level. Your highest self is using my information system to clear. And then I'm constantly recalibrating the nervous system, running this plasma through the body, getting you back into the zero point, keeping you there. That's why I work so hard on the mechanics, or I should say teaching the mechanics. That's why the very beginning of the sessions can get a little mundane, because it takes time for people to get into the body and relax because we're so used to being on, at least for a majority of people. That's why guided meditations, it's less about what I say. It's more about the frequencies that I generate. So people can get into a deep state very, very quickly. I can get people into a deep state very quickly. That's why the sessions are also that the length that they are, because it doesn't take 45 minutes for me to get you into a state where I can see you clearly and start clearing. I can just get you there right away. And then boom, here we go. Some of you guys are so veiled, or you're testing me and my knowledge, that it just hurts you in the session. Like, I don't have anything to prove to anybody. So I'm available to the information that presents itself to me. And a lot of times there might be things for me to learn inside of those dynamics, which are very, very few and in between, like very, very vague questions, very vague. I just want to see what you can see, Tally. That kind of stuff, which is all good. Usually it's because you're really, really veiled from yourself. And it may take, let's say, a session or two to get into the lie that you're living inside of. Imagine all you see when you want to like zoom in on Google Earth into an address, all you see is just a bunch of light, right? It's all these circuits of information. It's just crazy. By asking certain questions and giving me something to focus on, I can go right into that part of your software and start working on it right away. Because again, the more access you have to yourself, the broader your perspective, the more you see. It's almost like having future vision. And so it does help to have parameters now. It's like asking ChatGPT a question. Okay, so yeah, I can't talk enough about the nervous system. That's why I have the high voltage health. That's why I have the high voltage health protocol, which is a series of body-focused meditations that are dedicated to clearing patterns at the organ level, at the body level, at the level of blood, at the level of DNA. It's very focused on the body because I can't talk about nervous system regulation enough. Okay, which takes me to my last question. How can we find joy in the healing process? I would say drop your expectation pronto. People who are running up against edges is because they have an expectation and they're not happy with the way their lives look now, and they're not happy with who they are right now, but it's who they've always been. Because when you wake up to a life you created when you were asleep, there are repercussions of that. You have to take responsibility for your life. You've always been this way, but you are seeing it through very distorted filters. When you start to remove the filters and you see yourself more clearly, you change and you evolve, and so does your reality. And a lot of people are not willing to accept that reality, accept the truth of what that reality is reverberating back to you. And if you are fearful, controlled, or controlling, your patterns will be hellish to let go of. It will feel fucking gnarly, but eventually you get less sticky and you get a lot better at moving through the sticky pattern periods with more grace and ease. It gets better. It's like learning a new language or learning a new task or learning something new or riding a bike. You don't know and it's really frustrating. You fall down and you want to throw away. Like, tech is a really great example. So many people get frustrated with tech. It gets overwhelming. They don't know how to navigate it. Their brain melts. It's just too much. That's a really good example of how frequency works when you are clearing at very deep levels. It is hell. Feel like that, because you are moving through variations of dissolution of self. It's not an ego death that people go through. It is literally identity filters that are dissolving. Okay, we need the ego to function. I hate this so much. People get so confused with this shit. Need the ego. We need the ego very much. Need the ego in the right role. The ego is a motivator. It's what keeps people driving. It's like a motor. Thankfully, it's what gives me the energy and the motivation to continue to show up and remind me of what my purpose is. Like, that is an ego role. The ego just needs a new role. So I would say if you're very flared and you're very activated and everything you're doing, it's like literally you're walking on nails and everyone around you is triggering the high holy hell out of you, then anything you can do to come back to self and not make it personal is my best advice. Like, staying in the body is my best advice. Cold exposure, putting amazing foods in your bodies, keeping it really simple, continuing to listen to frequency work. Like, listen to frequency work every single day if you have to. Rest, nap, be deeply present with your children. Offset the kids to family members if you can, and take an afternoon for yourself and see if you can unravel. This is going to look different for everybody. Like, I have to get into nature a lot. I have to walk. I have to make sure that I'm getting up early, even if I don't want to, moving my body and taking care of myself, because that is what's going to get me even more in my body. I get body work a lot. That's been really helpful for me. Their network spinal analysis, so it's NSA. So I'm running the information through my spine, or I'm doing actually like orthopedic manual therapy, like actually getting into chiropractic and the orthopedic side of things to release physical fascia. I would say joy comes when you're in the moment, and joy comes when you drop expectation that it needs to feel different. I think a lot of people quit before the miracle with this work, or they will have one session and I will never talk to them again, but they'll stay on the mailing list because they're just kind of curious about it. I think that's fantastic, but I'm not the type of like psychic who's just going to give you a quote unquote reading and then send you on your way. That's not what this shit is. And I don't even pitch myself as that. I am a programmer and I clear patterns and I'm really fucking good at it. I write code out of thin air and I see what I see, and that's always changing, and I'm not going to see everything, and that's okay. But I know that I'm a catalyzer and that I'm here to help people shift, awaken, and evolve to their highest and best potential. I live and die by that at the moment. And that is, my ego lives and dies by that. And that's where we're at right now. So we'll see how that evolves and change. But my joy comes in serving. That's where my joy comes. And showing up for myself and having my own back and having all of my little inner kiddos' backs, cooking really, really good food for my family and feeding them and showing up and being of service to other people. And that gives me a lot of joy. So get out of self. Get into altruism, volunteer, get out of your own way, into the stories and the connection with other people, and create. Start playing again. Connect with the childlike wonder within yourself. Pick up something that scares you the most. I've always wanted to learn how to play guitar or tally, or I've always wanted to learn how to do photography. Like, I taught myself how to do all of that stuff in the early part of my recovery and the early part of my self-empowerment, self-discovery journey. I mean, I was like in my 20s and I was like, oh God, I love photography and I really want to learn this. And I didn't pick that up until my 30s. I still to this day know how to play guitar because I sat there and taught myself bar chords. And it's so much fun because I've been able now to connect with my nephew who is playing guitar. And we have that connection now. But learning something new is really hard, but it gets you out of your own way and you create a tremendous amount of self-esteem by doing so. So I would say slow everything way, way down. Take one thing at a time and just take the next indicated action, and you will move through the sticky parts. You will move through it. I'm here as a support for you. I'm here to help you, and I'm rooting for you. All right, y'all. That's it for today. I'll speak to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media, because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.